Welcome back to Cross Examination. This is the show before the real show, and that is weddings, proposals, engagements. They're good for my business model, but there's a lot of stuff out there on the internet about it. And on Cross Examination, we look at experts, we look at trends, and we talk about whether they're a hit or a miss. So let's get after it.
All right, Jim, we begin with one of the more harrowing stories you'll hear at a wedding. This is over the pond in England, where a sister-in-law hurled black paint.
I heard about this.
All over the bride just moments before she walked down the aisle.
Now, you know, I have a sister. I have an older sister. And when we were little, and my mom would buy, it was very rare she would do it because we didn't have a lot of money. But every once in a while, those snack packs of cereals would go on sale. And she would eat all the Frosted Flakes and the Honey Smacks and the Corn Pops and leave me with like the Raisin Bran and the All Bran. I should have done this shit on her wedding day. Sorry, I just needed to get that out. Proceed.
Well, this is a revenge attack.
I think she looks good. I think if you're like a punk-themed wedding, like if Rammstein was playing your wedding or Gwar, this was a very Gwar-themed wedding. Like this is a very, she looks like the symbiote from Spider-Man.
From Venom, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would be. I would like just go with it. You know what I mean? Like, you got to improv. Like, go with it and be like, yeah, you know?
Well, this is apparently in response because the bride allegedly tried to trip the sister-in-law at her wedding.
Tried?
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on exactly what she accomplished. Was it like you fell on your face while you're walking down the aisle, or was it just a little stumble? But I kind of think, like, if you tried to ruin my wedding, fair play that I ruin yours?
Wow. No, I don't. I don't think so at all.
You don't believe in an eye for an eye?
I think it makes the whole world blind. Mm-hmm. I actually think fighting fire with fire, they actually use water. It's the opposite. They use water. They don't use, I don't think that this is a good idea.
By the way, the icing on the cake is the bride had just beat cancer. So healthy, in remission, let's get married.
Yeah, and the girl who did it, I think she ended up like a 10-month suspended sentence and criminal charges against her.
160 hours community service, 10-year restraining order, and
Christmas
5 grand.
Christmas is going to be so weird, so, you know, awkward. Moving forward. Like, so yeah, I don't know. Did that feel like, I guess, is it worth it? Was that worth it? That you certainly didn't ruin the wedding. She still got married. She's viral. She got a bunch of attention. Like, if this was a planned story, it would have been, you couldn't have planned it better. But, yeah, I don't know. That's a really
What would you say is, what would someone have to do to you for the revenge to be to ruin their wedding? Is there anything that could be so heinous that you would do that?
I'm not a vengeful guy. Yeah. I have to tell you, I think the best revenge is living well. Mm-hmm. I tend to be the kind of person that, like, when someone's wronged me, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just done with you. Like, I'm just not going to think about you anymore. I actually had an email exchange, a terse email exchange with a colleague recently, and I ended it with, you know, this is going to be my last response to your email, and I can assure you, you will not cross my mind again. Like, and that's the truth. Like, it's, you know, the best scene ever in the entire of Mad Men is when Don Draper's on the elevator, and I forget what the character's name is. He's, you know, like, just, he's like, I feel sorry for you. And Don Draper just goes, I don't think about you at all. He just gets off the elevator. Like, there's nothing cooler than that. Like, that's the best revenge. The best revenge. Like, if you're plotting revenge on someone, they are taking up real estate in your brain. Like, they are. I have people that really have strong feelings about me. There's a number of them out there. Some of them have millions of Instagram followers. And every once in a while, they'll just like post up something about how much I suck. And I'm like, I still got real estate in your brain, huh? Like, I haven't thought about you in years. Like, and even then, it's only a passing thought. And I hope you're well. Like, I hope you get your shit together. I don't know. Like, I just don't. You have very strong feelings about me. I find it very flattering. But I think in this situation, like, the bride certainly didn't look like the victim in that situation. She's the person everyone was cheering for when it was over. So
next up, we have Noah Lyles, the Olympic sprinter, won gold.
I like you said that like I should know who that is. Like, it's like, Noah Lyles. I'm like, oh, the Noah Lyles, the Olympic sprinter?
Some people value a gold medal in the Olympics, Jim, just because you're a weirdo.
And you know
find
the names? You knew the name where you're like, hey, that's Lyle. What if you walk past him on the street, you wouldn't even know. He probably works at Best Buy.
American
right now.
Hero is right.
American heroes.
Doesn't care about the astronauts of the moon. Doesn't care about the Olympics.
Oh, maybe we get him to run to the moon, Kevin, and you'll be excited about that, you know?
So Noah did a first look with his bride, and his reaction, less than stellar.
Did he run?
He should have.
First of all, he turns the wrong way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Gets worse.
I didn't think you would go with the princess dress. I didn't see your princess dress style.
Didn't think princess was your style.
Oh!
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh.
I mean, truly one of the worst you'll ever see.
And we're supposed to spin in this?
No, we spin it up.
You said what?
Oh, just break up now.
For real.
Oh, this is hard to watch.
So,
nervous.
Just about the worst first look you'll ever see.
God, just about the first look you'll ever see? That's terrible. Oh, my God, man. Oof. That's not even, you couldn't even like just do the false, like, oh, that was so bad. Like, so, and you know it's being filmed. This whole thing's performative.
Naturally.
Now he's like consoling her. I think what's harder to watch is her trying to still maintain some sense of like happiness and dignity. Dude, she looks like they all look. They all look like a doily when they're in those dresses. It's ridiculous. Like, it's all like, you just look nothing like you're going to look in normal day-to-day life. Like, it's, but whatever. I mean, like, it's, dude, shut up. Like, it's a beautiful woman.
And you know what's even worse is the specifics. I thought you were going to go with the mermaid pick. It's like,
you can have that comment. Like, not everything has to be said right now, guys. Like, you could just save that for later. Like, you go, oh my gosh, wow. And then, by the way, even if you slipped out the, oh my gosh, wow, like, oh wow, be like, wow, I mean, you just look so unbelievable. I just needed a second. Oh my gosh, you know? And then later be like, wow, I'm really surprised you went with the princess dress. That's not what I would have imagined.
Or just never fucking say that.
Yeah,
who cares?
I mean, honestly.
You know, like, it's like, and I think the first look thing is awkward. Like, I don't know how to react. Because if you react too much, it's performative. You don't react enough. But I'll tell you what not to do is that.
I have to tell you. I don't like the first look.
Me neither.
I don't like a performative first look because it actually takes away a moment that I really enjoy. And I will share a secret with you if you ever see me at a wedding. Everyone is waiting when they have that stop and then they start the here comes the bride and she comes down the aisle. And everyone is looking to get a first look at the bride. I look at the groom. Always.
See his reaction?
Because the look on the guy's face when he sees her for the first time and she's walking down the aisle and she's about to marry him is just about one of the coolest things to see. The authentic, real, non-performative. See, this is performative. And the problem with this performative stuff is everybody's thinking about, okay, how am I going to react and what am I going to do when I'm being filmed? In that moment, everyone's looking at the bride. So if you're looking at the groom and he's looking at the bride, you get to see his authentic reaction. And I have to tell you, it is one of the most genuinely, it's like Love on the Spectrum. It's one of those moments where you go, oh man, like, look at that. Like, he is as in love with her right now as anybody's ever been for anybody. Like, what a lovely moment to get to witness. And sometimes the guy gets a little teared up, or he sometimes, like, you see him take a deep breath, or like a buddy will pat him on the back, you know? Like, and it's such an authentic, real, non-performative thing that don't do this. Don't do this. Real tastes better. Do real. Summer is almost upon us, gang, and now is the time to get dialed in on your health. Look, I've always said it, you gotta stay top-notch healthy and measure what matters, and that's where Merrick Health comes in. Merrick Health offers you the four-pillar plan, one-on-one health coaching, individualized approaches to everything, lab work and blood panels. They're using real data and paying attention. This is not just blind, flying blind stuff. This is real deal numbers and tracking your metrics. Direct medical provider access, no more waiting around in waiting rooms. This is a simple process of working with a physician who's really going to pay attention to what it is that you need individually based on your blood panels and your goals. And one-stop shopping convenience, Merrick can help get you dialed in with the peptides, TRT. Sign up today, MerrickHealth.com/Sexton. Offer code Sexton for 10% off. We are very excited to be part of the Merrick Health team.
Now we move on to a classic. The cake cutting fiascos.
These with the smashing.
Yeah, we have two examples. This one is, there's a smash and then just a full-blown meltdown.
All right, here we go. What is that?
Some sort of powdered
sugar. Are they putting cocaine on the cake? Because that's a party. Okay, this is a woman who cares what she looks like. Get a look at her.
She doesn't like that he just scooped the icing and see you later. Just throws the fucking cake on the ground.
Well, they've had their first fight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's...
So that was just throwing the cake, and the link right under that, Matt, is...
That was a real, like, you gonna bother me about a steak? You gonna bother me about a steak? Wow. That's... You know, I'd keep my card handy on that one. That was rough.
Yeah, I was gonna say, those people are in your office the next day.
I hope there's a prenup. That was rough. Oof. That looked like a good cake, too.
Boom. Purple frosting on the hair.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? And then, like, the high fives. It's just...
I can't believe Mondami did that. No, I'm sorry. He looked a little like him.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's rough, dude. Why would you do that? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get the humor of it. I don't think it's funny.
Truly,
by the way,
I cannot
wrap
my head around
it. You want to have the cake. Like, what are you talking about? This is a cake. You want to eat the cake. Half the reason you go to a wedding is to eat the damn cake.
And what do the brides do after this? Like, they're covered in frosting. Like, it's not like you can just brush
it
off.
Save that for the honeymoon. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's a good time if you do it at the right moment. But yeah, no, that's ridiculous. Look. The wedding thing, too, like, it's such a performative moment. There's so many pictures being taken. By the way, that's one of the best things about a wedding is that pictures get taken. I've said it many times before. If the first time that everybody you love is all in the same room as your funeral, you're a fucking idiot. Like, a wedding is a wonderful opportunity. You didn't get there by yourself. A bunch of people raised you and a bunch of people brought you to this place. And you're not going to keep your marriage together by yourself. You're going to be part of an ecosystem of families and friends and work and all those other things. Like, this is an opportunity to celebrate that with those people. Everybody says, like, oh, well, to the grooms, you know, the wedding's not about you, implying that it's about the bride. It's not even about the bride necessarily. Yes, she's the star of the show, of course. Like, she's sort of the centerpiece of things. But it's not about both of you. It's about your families. It's about the people around you that are celebrating you as a couple. Like, I will tell you, I have a bunch of photos from my wedding, and they mean the world to me. I was very, very young. I was 22 when I got married, but my mom was also very young, and my mom died 10 years ago. And when she died, she'd had cancer for a long time. She'd lost all her hair from chemo. Those photos are the best photos of my mom. She's young. She's dressed nice. She's smiling. She had her makeup done and her hair done. I am so glad I have those photos. If that was literally the only thing I got out of that marriage, which it wasn't, I got two children. I learned a hell of a lot about myself and life. But even if the only thing I got out of that wedding was those photos, those are the best photos of my mom that I have. Like, and this is your opportunity to, like, mark your place in the lineage. In the lineage of your family life and this other person's family life that you're now merging together. And even if, by the way, those roads diverge again someday, that was still a moment in your life. Like, I don't have my wedding photos hidden somewhere. They're with any other photo that makes me feel nostalgic and think about that moment and think, my God, look at how young I was and what the hell was I thinking having a goatee? Like, these are all really important moments in your life. Be proud of it, like, and really embrace it.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to a couple proposals here.
I like proposals, but I don't know if I'll like these.
No,
but
these
like
are proposals gone wrong.
Okay, then I probably won't like them. I like a good proposal.
It's a proposal in the middle of an apple orchard, but she thinks it's a joke. OMG.
Apple to the face, man.
No.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you're right. It ended happy.
Yeah. She's got a mouthful of apple.
Yeah.
I spoke to the couple, Miranda.
Yeah. I kind of love that.
Well, you know what that is? That's a guy who has waited too long.
Yeah.
Because she's like, this is overdue, and I think you're fucking with me. Universally, I always hear from both parties, I kind of blacked out.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Surreal.
I don't remember what I said. I don't remember what you said.
But the nerves, an apple
to the face is probably unforgettable.
I mean, that's a funny one, but I don't know. I thought that's a very sweet proposal. That's very, very nice. I mean, I don't know the significance the apple orchard had to them. Maybe it's where they went on their first date. Like, you don't really know. Like, sometimes people pick a spot that has something. But if it was just totally out of the blue and she had no reason to think he wasn't kidding, like, then, you know, it's kind of funny that she reacted that way. But her immediate reaction then of like tackling it, like, it's adorable. Yeah. That's an adorable reaction for somebody to have. And they have a phenomenal story and their kids will get a huge kick out of that video.
And he's got a great card to play for the rest
he
of his
sure
life.
He sure does. You threw that time? An apple at me.
You abused me at the apple orchard.
Wow, you're really ready. You're hired. We put you right in there to write go. The affidavits
I'm
for that
learning.
Order of protection.
I'm learning.
Yeah. the violence in our marriage began very early, even before the marriage.
And now we have a Disney proposal gone wrong because of a employee.
Disneyland Paris, the French. No, you must go down here.
I hate to say it, but I think I'm kind of on the guy's side. Like, it's a rule.
Yes, that's Greg, but over here, she's gonna be.
Now, I do believe, by the way, there's a little more backstory in this. I think they had been told, like, you can't do that, and told, go over here, and they just said, fuck it, and did it anyway.
Wow.
But what do you got? Do you think it's okay to stop it?
I don't know. I mean, unless there's some real, like, insurance reason why they can't be on the stage, like, I think let these people have their fun. I mean, you're getting engaged, for God's sake. If you were told not to do it on the thing, you did it on the thing, you're an asshole.
Well, I think that Disney just runs into, you'd have a line of like 80,000 people.
Yeah, and it kind of ruined the moment.
Right.
Yeah, because you know, people everybody would be like, why are we on this? The engagement line?
Yeah.
You know, that, I get it. Like,
but, or there's a way that you can pay for that. And if you don't pay, you don't get it. That's really what it is.
Oh, I bet right? That's what it is.
You want to propose to the Magic Kingdom?
You got
to
pay the troll
bucks.
Toll. Yeah, that's on it. You're not allowed. I get it. All right. That was it. It's Always Sunny. Yeah, I threw that in there. Yeah, no, I bet that's what it is. They got to have like the wedding pass and it's this an additional this amount. And if you want photos, it's this amount. Yeah. Okay. Disney, God, the mouse. You don't mess with the mouse, man. Don't mess with the mouse. They will not. They like the rules. They are do not commit crimes in Disney. They have their own police force.
That's
right. It is not a place to joke around.
One more proposal video here.
Okay.
I think this is an innocent mistake, but I think there's a little more to it. I don't know. I'm interested to see your opinion on this.
Those pants are too tight on him. All right, Tiffany for the ring.
Open
upside down. He opened it upside down. Go again. Wow.
That's what jumped out. The go again, I think, is
go again.
Very telling of
Can
like,
we do another take?
Yeah.
Can we do another take?
I mean, it's
on
literally
that?
Turning it into
our,
a sitcom type, you know, filming.
Let me tell you something. That tells you everything you need to know. This was a girl who picked that ring. She told him exactly what size it was supposed to be, exactly when he could get it. They went and looked at it. She tried it on. And then she's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Yep.
Like, yeah, that's, yeah, buddy. That's what you're signing on for. Okay? That's what you're signing. We're 8 billion options. That's what you're signing on for.
I think at the end of the day, though, it's proposals and weddings can be performative in a way. You're the stars of the show. You're
they
in front
are
of
performative.
But it's striking that balance, right? Of like,
of
make
course.
It genuine and organic while you're performing
something
for your family.
Something can be performative and still authentic. Something can be performative and make for a great performance and still be authentic and genuine and real and not rooted in like an inauthenticity and a bunch of bullshit, for lack of a better term. So, yeah, I think that, look, I'm a big fan of a good wedding. I'm a big fan of a good engagement. I think that those are both really cool milestones. I'm cheering for the people while those things are going on, and they're also good for my business model. But I don't think that inauthenticity has its place in those situations.